Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
And I looked at my mom, I said, honey, you haven't said anything. She said, well, let me get this straight. When I called you and asked you about Barack when he defeated you back in the spring, you said he was bright, he was honest, he was really a capable guy. I said, yeah, Mom, what's your point? She said, Joey, the first black man in history has a chance to be president, and you told him no.
People should have the ability to air their views and to share their perspectives publicly, but it has to be peaceful.
If they get a hold, there will be no government left. There'll be no rights left. You'll live under theocracy. You'll end up Christian nationalism. But that's all right, you little 26-year-old. You don't feel like the election's important to me. They're not addressing the issues that I care about. Are you
ready? All right, just some of the stories we'll be covering during the next three-plus hours. It is good to be with you. I'm Brett Witterbull. We've had a terrible incident take place here in East Charlotte. We've had multiple officers shot. And I want to bring on Breaking Brett Jensen right now to let us know what is occurring. Go ahead, Brett.
I would never put up.
Brett, Breaking Brett Jensen, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
What is the latest? How did this start, and where are we now, Brett Jensen?
You know, it's a situation involving U.S. Marshals and in part with CMPD. And CMPD, their VCAT, their Violent Criminal Action Task Force, VCAT for short, they went and basically presumably to serve warrants, as the U.S. Marshals tend to do. And VCAT, as it's called, with CMPD, only deals with the really violent and at-risk situations.
Okay.
So with that being said, they go to, and now there's been a lot of people have been shot, multiple injuries. I've had multiple sources tell me that two federal officers are dead, and that others have been, multiple people have been shot, and all on the law enforcement side. Haven't confirmed the status of those situations in terms of health or whatnot. But many, many sources have said that two U.S. Marshals have died in this.
Is it believed there's one perpetrator or two, Brett Jensen? Do you have any sort of a fix on who's involved?
I do not have. I do not know. Apparently, it might be inside of a dwelling because it is inside of a neighborhood. But I can also tell you that Gaston County emergency medical situation was asked to send over their what's called their Bearcat or Medcat, and basically what that is an armored ambulance so they can extract anyone who may be pinned down or injured by fire, and so that has been on the scene as well. And so, but we do not have any further updates on the situation. CMPD just put out a tweet saying it's still active and still ongoing.
This is Brett Jensen is reporting to us live close to Galway Drive, right? That is the location of this incident that took place earlier in the last hour or so, as federal law enforcement and CMPD officers went in to do an extraction or a service call to take out a violent suspect. Gunfire began, and you ended up with what now? You have right now report is two federal officers, marshals have been killed, and there are multiple law enforcement officers of a variety of groups who have been wounded. Correct.
That's from everything that I have been told by many, many people. That's the information that I've been getting. Now, look, everything's always fluid, and if some of this information is wrong or not accurate, then I will proceed with that.
Sure.
But from everything that I have been told by many, many people, that is accurate information.
All right, and folks who live there need to be sheltering in place, right? That's the word that's gone out.
Yes.
To go out
shelter
or
in place. Multiple schools have been put on lockdown within the vicinity. and CMPD is asking everyone to shelter in place. Correct.
Okay. Well, listen, keep us up to date. I'm going to let you get back to sourcing this information. Obviously, the transom will be wide open for the rest of the afternoon. And, you know, just stay safe out there. We appreciate you reporting into us, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got it. That's Breaking Brett Jensen. This is a devastating situation. This is a neighborhood that has a lot of people in it, and at this time of day, especially in the afternoon, the early afternoon, you got to worry about kids. You got to worry about people driving out to get their kids and all that sort of stuff. This is a very frightening situation all the way around, and certainly. We are going to continue to monitor this. As I'm looking at the board right now, we have numerous law enforcement officers shot. That's the reporting coming out of WBTV. A deputy U.S. Marshal has been killed. Multiple officers shot in East Charlotte. That is over on Channel 9. And then you put juxtaposed to that CNN and Fox covering the unrest that's going on these college campuses connected to the Palestinian protests. And so this is a very, very busy news cycle. We're going to be taking your phone calls, 704-570-1110. You can react to any of these stories, plus the stuff that's been happening across the weekend. But one thing we're not going to do is we're not just going to open up the valves and just like run TV feeds. We're going to do the show. We're going to report back to you when things are happening and are updatable. That's what we're going to do, because that's essentially what is going to be the most valuable thing for you, because first reports are usually incorrect reports, and second and third reports are typically incorrect reports. And so we certainly want to make sure that we're getting you the most current and up-to-date information here. So here's what I'm going to do. I've got Pam Warner on traffic. I'm going to go a little bit earlier to Pam by about 15 seconds and see what you have out there, especially for these folks trying to get home and trying to get to schools, etc. Pam Warner, what's going on?
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.